From what I know, the class is an applied ethics class at St. Petersburg College, and they were going to be discussing ethics as far as gender and sexuality is concerned, I think more specifically in the area of sexuality. I have been invited on numerous occasions to USF and HCC to speak to various sociology classes as well as classes concerning sexuality. So I was given the opportunity, actually my partner, Alexandria, my creative partner, was given the opportunity to be there, and it was asked if I could also be present so that I could give some of my educational, I mean my personal background as far as my own life story to contribute to the educational experience of the students. So we wrote a formal letter saying what we were going to be doing, and the professor wanted for the video to be shown that we were making. So what happened was is that we were told that I could not be present, that Alexandria Brown could be present, and that the reason why I could not be there was supposedly, from what I understand, is because I'm a transgender individual, and my presence might possibly offend some of the students.
Why could your creative partner attend, but you couldn't?
I personally, I don't fully know. Like I said, I don't have any official statements from the school. I have contacted them to try to clarify what the situation is. But from what I understand, because she is a cisgendered woman or a woman who is born female and lives in society as a woman, I guess maybe her presence would be less offensive to the students and I guess also less biased. They also wanted for, I guess, there to be an opposing side or an argument to what we were presenting. I don't exactly know what that would even entail, but I think that they also implied that my personal identity would somehow bias the whatever argument would be made about human rights for people of gender variance and various sexualities.
Was it the students in the class that wanted you not to come, or the professor, or was it the school?
Actually, the professor was the one that originally invited us, and the students, actually, from what I understand, none of them had a problem with this, and I think that the students actually wanted to hear me speak, but from what I understand, the directors were the ones that said that this could not happen.
And what's the best possible outcome for you in this case? What would you like to happen?
I think that the best possible outcome would be for, of course, students to be exposed to any sort of source of information or knowledge or experience concerning a subject in order to make their own decisions, because ultimately, you know, it's an educational experience, and the purpose of being there is not to persuade them in any way of how they are to think, but, of course, as students and as adults, to make decisions for themselves and form their own opinions, because what we're dealing with here are people who are going to eventually be making decisions in society that could be important. So, of course, having the experience of not only information as far as academically, but being exposed to various other sources, such as talking to somebody like myself or, you know, watching videos, documentaries, and things like that, it would give them the ability to form more of their own opinion and to jog their minds about what they feel. So, of course, my outcome would be to say that if any individual regarding any subject wishes to speak on a campus and that individual is going to be contributing to the educational experience, that of an individual should, of course, be allowed. And to say that an individual is not allowed to be there based on a personal identity or some sort of political issue is, of course, absurd.
And finally, if people want to see your work online, where can they go?
They can go to YouTube and search for Technofeminist Utopia.